Blog Talk Radio. The recording has started. Entry and exit tones are off. This session is no longer being recorded. Entry tones are off. Exit tones are on. Entry tones are on. Exit tones are off. Entry and exit tones are on. Entry and exit tones are off. The recording has started.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We're glad in it, and tonight we are indeed grateful to be back here on the Prayer News Network Global. It's another day, people of God, that the Lord has kept us, and I'm so glad about it. Are you glad about it on today? Amen. I believe that you are. And we thank God for you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for joining us here for the Prayer News Network Global. People of God, as you're coming in, we would like to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. We always say, listen, people of God, if we don't invite them, they won't know that we're here. So we always want to send out that text message, just one, two, three, maybe four, five. Jump on a group text, let someone know that the Prayer News Network is here, that we are live, and that we would love for them to come and join us. God is truly doing great things here on the Prayer News Network Global, and we're so grateful for all that he's doing. People of God, we just want to thank God for you, for all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. We thank God for you on tonight. We want to thank God for all of our international listeners. We bless God for you. Amen. Last count we hear, amen, that we're at 110 countries. I know it's more than that now, but that was our last report. And we thank God for the report. Amen. We thank God for the listeners. At some point in time, someone from those countries are tuning in to the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So they're dinging us. They're listening to us. And we are so grateful to be providing a word, amen, a word of encouragement, word of exaltation, people of God, amen, bringing a word of deliverance, of salvation to the nations. And we're so grateful for that on tonight, to have such an honor to have this work placed in our hands. We are indeed grateful, amen, each and every one of us. On behalf of myself and the PNN advisors, we are grateful for you. Amen. Grateful for you. Wherever you're listening from, we just want to let you know that we love you. We love you, love you, love you with the love of Jesus. And we're grateful for you. We're grateful for what this word is doing for you. Amen. Truly, it is blessing us. And we pray that it's blessing you too. Amen. So again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come and be with you on tonight. People of God, invite. We pray that your day has been blessed. amen, your Sabbath on yesterday. We pray that it was blessed, people of God, and today, amen, you went into the house of worship, wherever you worship, amen, even if you worship virtually, we pray that you were blessed. People of God, listen, it's at this point in hour, this time now, anytime we're in the presence of God, anytime the word of God is being declared, wherever it's being declared, we should tune in and give an earnest heed to the things that we have heard and the things that we hear. Amen. So we thank God again for each and every one of you. Again, we're so grateful, thanking God on tonight, for he's the head of this line. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And we thank God, amen, that this line was initiated by him, people of God. And here we are advancing what God has set in the earth. Thanking God for our celestial intercessor, the late apostle Dr. S.B. James. Thank God for him. We thank God on tonight for our senior apostle, Apostle Samuel Huggins James out of Trinidad. We thank God on tonight, amen, Jesus, for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina out of Gainesville, Florida. We thank God tonight, people of God, amen, as well, amen, Bishop Tina, my pastor, thanking God, amen, for him on tonight. We do bless God. We thank God on tonight for all that he's done, for all that he said. People of God, all that he's saying, we thank God for the selection of the PNN advisors, each and every one in their place, in their space, on this, in this work, amen. Whatever opportunity, amen, they serve, the opportunity that they're serving, we give God thanks and give God praise for them. We thank God for our scripture reader. We thank God for our prayer warrior. People of God, just thanking God for whoever has had or have an opportunity to be a part of this outreach ministry. We are not a church, people of God. We are certainly an outreach ministry, reaching into many, many, many places. And we thank God for the reachability. We thank God for open doors. We thank the Lord, people of God, tonight for you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We thank God for every listener, for every speaker that the Lord sends to this outreach ministry. We just bless the Lord. And I tell you, he has sent and is sending some powerful men and women of God coming to declare the word to the nations. And so, people of God, for that, we give God thanks. We give God praise. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen. We have a longstanding commitment by one of our speakers, two of our speakers, amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, she's no stranger to the line. We give God thanks and praise for Prophetess Sharon Duncan, amen, who's with us every Sunday night, every Monday night, coming to declare the word of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for her coming to us by way of Bahamas, by way of Banks, Alabama, our headquarters ministry, and we just give God thanks and praise for her. We thank God for all of our speakers. We thank God for all of the leaders, of all of the PNN advisors, of all of the listeners. We thank God for your leaders. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. We want you to go ahead and get your pencil and paper. Get ready for tonight for us to hear what the word of the Lord will be unto us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we'll have our prayer. Right after that, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland, people of God. And immediately after her, we will have our speaker to come forth, introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. Amen. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Bring your hearts and your minds in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As you're coming in, as you're getting yourself in position, amen, Jesus, we just bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, I bless his holy, I bless his holy, holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We bless you on this night, O God, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same. Father, your name is worthy to be praised. We bless you on tonight, glory to God, with everything within us. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight, O God, for your goodness. We bless you tonight for your grace. Father, we're blessing you tonight for yet another day, for another time, another opportunity, that we may come before your throne of grace. Father, we're thanking you for access on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your death, your burial. Father, we thank you for your resurrection on tonight. Father, and because you live, we live. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for your great salvation that is going throughout the earth and that is going throughout the earth. And we're thanking you on today, O God, that your salvation came unto us, your people, and is yet coming unto your people. And for this, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you on today for your strong arm of deliverance. We're thanking you, glory to God, for we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But Father, we're thanking you on today, glory to God, that you died and you made the way. You made the way of escape. Father, you made the way, glory to God, that we can come unto thee, crying, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father, Abba, Father. We thank you on today. We're thanking you, glory to God, for loving us. We're thanking you on today, glory to God, for when we didn't love ourselves. We give you thanks. We give you praise that you loved us, oh God. We thank you, glory to God, that you looked unto us, glory to God, and you saw us in our sin. You saw us polluted in our blood. And Father, you looked unto us and you said to live. And we're thanking you on tonight for bringing us out. We're thanking you for bringing us over, oh glory to God. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for your fresh breath of your anointing. We give you thanks. We give you praise. And Father, as we've assembled ourselves here unto thee, Father, we're asking this night, God, this night, this very hour, Father, we're asking that you forgive us of our sins. Father, forgive us of all of our iniquities. In thy precious name, oh God, Father, forgive us tonight. Oh, God, of even the secret sins. Oh, God, those sins that we know not of, but we're asking on tonight. We're asking, oh, God, that you forgive us. We're asking, oh, God, that you cleanse us and you purge us, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for we come on tonight, glory to God, to magnify you. We come on tonight, oh, God, to hear instructions from on high. We come on tonight, glory be to God, to lift your glory to God. We come on tonight, oh, God,
God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, some come for healing on tonight. Some come, God, needing deliverance on tonight. Some come on tonight, oh God, needing answers in that precious name, Jesus. Father, for we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, for you are our all in all. And we're thanking you tonight, oh God, for whatever we need, Father. You have, hey, glory to God, you have the answer. And we give you thanks and we give you praise on tonight. Father, we're asking this night, oh God, that you will cover us in your shed blood. Father, cover each and every one of us. Cover each and every home, every community. Father, cover on tonight. Father, cover every ministry on this night, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus. Father, cover, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you have your way in that precious name. Glory to God. Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. Father, we bind distraction on tonight. Father, we bind interference on tonight in that precious name, Jesus. Father, let your word have free course tonight. Have free course, glory to God, in the name of Jesus. Father, go down in the innermost. In the innermost on tonight. Oh, God, go down on the innermost of our soul on tonight. Father, let us not listen, oh, God, with our natural ear, but, oh, God, cause us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, speak to our very spirit tonight, we pray. In thy precious name, oh, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, speak into our situation, speak into our circumstances on tonight. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, in that precious name, oh God, in that precious name, oh God, in everything that's not of thee, every spirit that's, God, that's not under thee, God, that's not of thee, we bring it under arrest right now, in the name of Jesus, we bring it under subjection to your name on tonight, in that precious name, Jesus, Father, we said be glorified, in the name of Jesus, oh God, every spirit, oh God, every force tonight, Father, we bring it down. We nullify it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we nullify it. Oh, God, and we plead the blood in the precious name, Jesus. Oh, God, and we're asking that you speak tonight. Father, speak to our hearts. Speak to our very situations. Father, let us not leave this line the same. In thy precious name, oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God, glorify yourself tonight. Glorify yourself and your people tonight. Father, speak, oh, God, in the secret places, in the recesses of the mind, in the recesses of the spirit, in the recesses of the soul. My God, speak tonight. Oh, God, do a work on tonight. Oh, Bashe, God, do a higher. Oh, Kashaneria Mose, God, do a work on tonight, Jesus. Oh, glory to God, that we will say, that we will say that the testimony, oh, God, will come forth and say, surely the Lord has been with us on tonight. And, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, oh, God. Oh, God, for your healing. For healing is in your wings, oh God, and it's the children's bread. And we're thanking you for healing on tonight. Father, we're thanking you for making us whole on tonight. In thy precious name, oh God. Father, touch, touch tonight. Touch our Shabbat. Tonight, oh God, those that are grieved, Father, those that have lost loved ones, oh God, it's many in the earth, oh God, but there is, oh God, no sorrow. Oh, God, that heaven cannot heal. And we're thanking you tonight. We're thanking you for healing on tonight, touching the very soul, oh, God, of those that have lost, those that are grieved on tonight. Father, cause there to be lifting tonight. Cause there to be lifting for the grieving heart. Lifting on tonight, oh, God, in the name of Mama. Yes, Sheka Mama. Yes, God, lifting, lifting, lifting on tonight. Oh, God, all over the world. Father, we pray on tonight. Oh, Shata, Yeba. Oh, God, cause the spirit of comfort, cause the spirit of comfort to go throughout the earth. Cause the spirit of comfort, oh, God, to comfort your people. Comfort your people on tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we're thanking you for moving by your spirit. for moving by your choice anointing. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise on tonight. Father, now we're asking that you touch your servant on tonight. Touch, glory to God. Touch, lead, guide, and direct. We're thanking you, oh God, for the prepared word that you have for your people on tonight. We ask you, Father, that you will strengthen your servant, Haya. God, strengthen your servant on tonight. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Strengthen on tonight, we pray. And, Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for your precious word. Father, help us to hide your word in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. Help us to hide your word. Help us to savor your word, oh, God. Help us, oh, God, to taste and see, oh, God, that you are good. Help us, oh, God, to take this word, this engrafted word, oh, God, and embrace us and help us to embrace your word. And, Father, for this, we thank you, we praise you, we honor, we glorify you on this night for all that you're about to do, for all that has been done. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Pardon our iniquities, we pray. And for this, we praise you, we glorify you, we honor you, oh, God, in thy precious name. Father, hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Hide us, eh? God, and we shall be hid. Father, cover us, and we shall be covered. We thank you now. We thank you, oh, God. We thank you. We praise you. We honor, we glorify you for these things. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Amen. Ha! Yeah, Baba. Say, God, Jesus' name, amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN Revival, to the PNN Star Wars, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 37th Psalm, the 1st through the 11th verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thy enemies against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. But yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his plan, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. I have read to you the 37th chapter of Psalms, the 1st through the 11th verse. Blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of God's holy word.
Amen. Amen. Blessings, blessings to every one of you tonight. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, who is our soon coming King. I'm grateful tonight for another opportunity to be back in the midst of you. I do give God all the thanks and praise, most of all for Jesus Christ, who has sustained us and brought us back one more time. Bless his name. I thank God tonight for the protocol that has already been established. What I do, one of my pastors, the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple, his wife, and every one of you leaders, whoever you are, whichever title you carry, I bless God for you tonight, and I greet you tonight. I thank God for Evangelist Bradley, the founder and the one that God has chosen for this work, hallelujah, that is placed in the earth at this time. I thank God for our PNN advisors and for our warriors, bless his name tonight. But I thank God most of all for the Holy Ghost who is here tonight on this platform, bless his name, with each and every one of us. Father, we give you thanks and praise tonight for your word, what you would speak tonight, God. That your word, God, would not fall on deaf ear, that your word would bring edification and exhortation, that your word would bless us and take us on another level, God. That, oh, God, our hearts would be open to receive
and hear what the Spirit of God is saying unto us as your people. Oh, God, may this word bring God someone and give them the desire to know you more, a desire to draw closer to you. We thank you now as you cover this platform and this word with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're buying every backlash instead of retaliation in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Well, tonight, this is the word that God has spoken in my spirit. It was on Friday as I was praying in the afternoon. And as I was just seeking the face of the Lord and talking to him, he dropped the word in my spirit, famine, bless his name. And then he said to me, it is time to study the word of God and read it like never before. Hallelujah. Then he brought Amos chapter 8, which deal with famine. But as we read it, you will see it's not talking about a famine of food and famine of water. But basically, God is saying there's going to be a famine concerning the word of God. Bless his name. And so I'm dealing with famine in the land. Unless, if you have your Bibles, go with me to Amos chapter 8 from verse 2. It says, and he said, Amos, what seest thou? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then said the Lord unto me, the end is come upon my people Israel, and I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple shall be howling on that day, said the Lord God. There shall be many dead bodies in every place. As we can see, this is happening right now. They shall cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O ye that swallow up the needy, even to make the poor of the land fail, saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell corn, and the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephod small and the shekel great. Talking about high prices. You're making the food is getting less, but the prices are going up. And falsifying the balances by the sea, deceiving you by what they're putting the prices. They're not treating even in this hour. Amos has spoken this word, I mean, hundreds of, maybe thousands of years ago, but it's relevant for us right now, that we may buy the poor for a silver and the needy for a pair of shoes, yea, and sell the refuse of the wheat. And so we look around how the poor and the needy is being treated. Glory to God. They're not being treated rightly. So they're becoming slaves all over again. Verse 7 says, the Lord had sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. God says he's not going to forget what is happening to the poor and the needy and the things that are happening in the land. He said, I'm not going to forget it. So let the land tremble for this. Glory to God tonight. And everyone mourn that dwelleth therein. And it shall rise up holy as a flood. And it shall be cast out and drowned as by the flood of Egypt. Bless the name of the living God tonight. And it shall come to pass in that day, said the Lord, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in clear day. And I will turn your feast into mourning. All the celebration, you see the mass shooting, you see all of these things happening. God said, I'm turning your feast into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. So we see people crying, bless his name in this hour. And I will bring upon sackcloth, I will bring up sackcloth upon all loins and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as a morning of an only son and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, glory to God tonight. These are the two verses that I will focus on tonight. God said, behold, the days come, said the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land. God said he is the one that's going to send this famine in the land, not a famine for bread or of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the word of the Lord. And they, hallelujah, both shandy, and they, yes, God. Hallelujah. They yes, God. Glory to God on tonight, yes, Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they shall run to and fro to seek, glory to God tonight, the word of the Lord, and shall not find it. On that day shall the fair virgins and the young men faint, and faint for thirst. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus, on tonight. They swear by the sin of Samaria and say, thy God, O Dan, liveth, and the manner of Bathsheba liveth. Even they shall fall and never rise up again. And so while I was praying, like I said, I was seeking the face of God. On Friday, he spoke this word into my spirit, so I had to look into this and began to study it and began to get some deeper understanding of exactly what God is saying. Bless his name. And so there was a video that was sent to me concerning what is happening now that I had watched it maybe sometime last month, but the video came back to my memory, and I began to look at it and listen and take on some of the information. And what was on the video, it said that it's concerning the things that are taking place that confirms the prophetic declaration from the prophet Amos. So the video that I'm talking about tonight is confirming what Amos saw thousands of years ago. There are so many things happening in the world at this particular time, people of God, right now. But there are two things that is happening right now that we need to pay attention to. It is extremely important. Remember this tonight, extremely important. Right now in California, there's a bill they want to pass for specifically targeting and criminalizing Christians and believers about your beliefs, and they basically want to ban the Bible. Bless his name. And it falls under something as it relates to hate speech. So when you go out there and talk about the Bible, they call it hate. Also, the second thing is also in Israel, bless the name, right now, hallelujah, there is a bill to basically punish Christians or believers with prison time for a year or maybe more if you are speaking about Jesus, posting it online or witnessing and telling people about Jesus or spreading the gospel about Jesus. They are trying to pass this bill in Israel right now. This is the hour if you do not have a physical Bible. It is time to start getting one before they place a ban on the Bible, because it's coming. There's coming a time in this last hour when you might not be able to find or buy a Bible, and you will not be allowed to have one. Please get one or some and start spending, God said, as much time, as much quality time as you can in his word. Hallelujah, we know in this hour some of us might read in the morning, or we may go the whole day, we're too busy working, doing everything. We might go in there in the night before we go to sleep. This is not for everybody, but God is literally saying that it's time to spend as much time in his word as we can. We need to memorize as much scripture as possible. That is why the word of God says, thy word have I hid in my heart. He said that I may not sin against thee. If we do not have the word in our hearts, when they make a law against having the Bible, then we are going to find ourselves, my God, in trouble with no directions or instructions. Glory be to God. This is the time, glory to God tonight. This is the time, if you have problems remembering scriptures, write them down on pieces of paper or books. Hallelujah, and hide them someplace. Thank you, Jesus. There are many who are Bible apps in their phones. Bless his name. But that may not be the best choice. It is not like a physical Bible. For people who think the Bible is not real or God is not real, it is time to step back and see how much they're fighting against Christianity. And if you go to the book of Revelation, the book of Revelation 10-12 says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Verses 11 says, he that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And so people are so busy. And God is saying, you're too busy to get in the Word, too busy to study the way we should. God is saying that now you better spend as much time. We better eat the Word. We better sleep it, drink it, more than we seek after natural food.
because this is coming. The Western world is going to be hit with the same thing in different parts of the United States. Now you can see in different nations that you're not allowed to even preach on the street. And so we see the word of God is being fulfilled. Many in the world today don't know how powerful Jesus and his word is. But listen to Satan and his demons know exactly how powerful the name of Jesus and the word of God is. That's why he, Satan, is fighting against our faith, our belief, our religion, and the word of God and the name of Jesus Christ. When you speak the name of Jesus or pray, you find people are offended, which shows the power behind who God really is. Bless his name to life. Matthew 24:9-14 says, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another, and many false prophets shall arise. Bless his name tonight, glory to God, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure to the end, him shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness to all nations. Then shall the end come. And so God said, this is the hour. We, hallelujah, as his people are going to need the spirit of endurance, what is coming upon the face of the earth, especially concerning our Christian faith and the word of God. Bless his name. This is the time we've got to make up our mind to lay down our lives for the gospel. We've got to make up our mind to go to prison. We've got to make up our mind, my God, let me tell you something. God is the people. He will keep us. He will continue to guide and protect us if we put our trust, faith, and hope in him. What does Amos 8, what he's talking about here? Bless his name. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, which is, what he's talking about is an acknowledgement of hunger. Without the word of the Lord to sustain, correct, instruct, and direct us, the people of God, we are doomed to wandering without directions and becoming destitute. So anybody who does not have the word in them, who does not know the word, does not spend time as much as you can in the word, when it happens, the word of God is the only thing that will sustain us. The word of God is Jesus. So we love Jesus and we love God. How many times do we spend in his word? How many times we fasting and praying and seeking him by the word? To love him is to love his word. To desire him is to desire his word. Bless his name. And so Amos is telling us that in the time of the famine, we're going to need to be sustained. We're going to need to be corrected and instructed and directed. And the word of God is the only way. And so those who are not getting in there and reading and spending time, doom is going to face them. They're going to go through some things because you will not be able to get your hand on that word if you don't hide it in your heart or hide it somewhere under the earth or hide it somewhere in the paper, whatever it needs to be done to do it in this last hour. Famine was one of the common events of Old Testament times, and people understood the devastating consequences of crop failure and starving people. Amos brought this understanding into sharp focus by his prediction of a spiritual famine. So we hear about a natural famine that, hallelujah, tonight, that is coming upon the face of the earth. Bless his name. And you know, we heard about the food stores being empty. But God is saying tonight, there is a spiritual famine getting ready to hit the earth, which with the word of God is going to be taken away. People of God, a spiritual famine is getting ready to hit the entire world. If we don't see the necessity or the importance of studying and reading the word of God as much as we can, if we don't see tonight, glory to God, the importance of meditating in the word of God day and night, then we will find ourselves caught up in a spiritual famine. And in this last hour, I'm telling you, God has dropped this in my spirit, and it hit me so hard, I had to stop prayer to just write to me, bless his name, and the word of God that he's given me, I had to write it down, I have to write what he said before I forget what he has spoken. Bless his name. And the Lord God said, the days are coming when I will cause a time of hunger. He is going to cause a time of hunger for his word. Bless his name. for to look for a service, to look for a pastor, to look for a church. The people would not be hungry for bread or thirsty for water, but they would be hungry for a word from the Lord. And God said, no word will be given them. Glory be to God tonight. We have the freedom to go to any service, and a lot of people don't go to church. They hear a word. We have the freedom to carry our Bibles right now. We have the freedom to witness right now to a certain degree, but they shutting down praying in public, shutting down preaching in public. And so God said it's like an urgency. I feel an urgency in my spirit concerning this direct word from God. Amos, hallelujah, tonight was a simple shepherd from Tekoa who was commissioned by God to pronounce severe judgment on the surrounding nations and certain cities which encircle God's chosen people. Amos described the reasons for God's judgment on six neighbors of Israel and Judah. These nations were condemned primarily for their inhumane treatment of others. Don't we see the inhumane treatment that is happening in every nation on those who are poor and neglected? Don't we see people that are going through so much? As we look around today, there is so much inhumane treatment happening in the earth that we've never seen before, which shows us that we are no different than they were back then. Amos warned tonight, glory to God, help me with this tonight. Amos warned the Israelites that they would be destroyed if they did not repent. Glory to God. He prophesied that because the Israelites had rejected the Lord's prophets, and the Lord would remove the prophets from among them. God has not changed. As it was in the beginning, God says it's going to be in this end time. He's going to move the voice of the prophet from out of the earth. Glory be to God. And he's going to release a judgment in the earth because people is rejecting the word of God, rejecting the word from the prophets, rejecting everything that has to do with God. The Lord is my God. Amos also warned the nation bordering Israel, the borders around Israel, Judah, and all of those countries, that they would be destroyed if they don't repent and turn to God. God always sends warnings before he sends destruction. In this last hour, God is looking for some prophets, and whoever makes himself available, glory to God, to go and warn the nation to repent, to avoid the judgment of God. But Israel and the nations back then, people refuse to repent. So now the judgment of God is released in the earth because of the rebellion against God. In this hour, God gave Ezekiel a message to tell Israel to stop rebelling against him. And if you go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 2 from verse 1, it says, "And he said unto me, Son of man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee. And the Spirit entered me when he spake unto me, and set me upon my feet, that I heard him that speak unto me." Glory be to God on tonight. "And he said unto me, Son of man, I send thee to the children of Israel, to a rebellious nation that have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me, even unto this very day, children and stiff-hearted. I do send thee unto them, and thou glory to God unto night. Hallelujah, the glory of the Lord will shine the higher, and thou shalt say unto them, thus said the Lord. And whether they hear or whether they refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, yet they shall know that there have been a prophet among them." Glory to God. When God sent a prophet to speak his word, and people don't take heed, they will know that because God will start sending a sign to let them know that a prophet was among them. Verse 6 says, "And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee. And thou didst dwell among scorpions, and be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house." And so God is using these definitions, briar and thorns and scorpions. That's how hard it was for him. But for the people was rejecting God. The people was coming up against him. Don't we see the same thing? So God is saying that we must not be afraid to speak out. We must not be afraid of what they may say. They may come up against you. They may fight against you. But he's saying, "I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind." And see, he's looking for some bold people I go to prison, and so let it be. Hallelujah. I prison the prison system. Glory be to God on tonight. Verse 7 says, and thou shalt speak my words unto them. Tonight we're speaking the word of God in this platform. Whether they hear or whether they refuse or forbear, the Bible says, but they are most rebellious. Thank you, Lord God, on tonight. Verse 8 says, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat what I give thee. And when I look, behold, a hand was stretched unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein, and he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. There were written lamentations, warnings, and woes. And so God began to show Ezekiel that it's going to be a crying in the land. The warnings are in the land. And so God is saying to us, we need to get in the word, because what we see now is only the beginning of sorrow. God gave Amos 4 basic instruction. Bless the name, hallelujah. The basic structure for each announcement of judgment is as follows. Number one, the introductory formula. Number two, the charge. Number three, the specific punishment. And number four, and the concluding formula. God would not revoke or turn away his judgment on the nations. Bless his name on tonight. In Amos chapter 1, verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, 11, 13, chapter 2 and 1, it says, thus said the Lord God, for three transgressions of the Damascus, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have thrust Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. Thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Gaza and four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole captivity to deliver them up to Edom. Thus said the Lord, three transgressions of Tyrus and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole captivity to Edom and remember not the brotherly covenant. Verse 11 says, thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Edom and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did not pursue his brother, because he did pursue his brother with the sword and did cast off all pity, and his anger did perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. Verse 13 says, thus said the Lord, for three transgressions and of transgressions of the children of Ammon, and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child. Don't we see these things happening, people of God, of Gilead, that they might enlarge their borders. Amos chapter 2 and 1 says, thus said the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab, and for four, I will not turn the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But Israel, my God, even God sent this word to tell them, tell Amos to tell them that he is not going to turn away the punishment that he has planned for them. But Israel was not exempt from God's judgment. They too was under the judgment of God, for they had followed after other gods and became a faithless and adulterous nation. Glory be to God. In many chapters, Amos warned that inevitable judgment and oppression would fall on God's chosen people, accusing the nations of disobedience, legal injustice, religious hypocrisy, boastful complacency, and luxurious indulgence. Don't we see that this is happening now in many of the churches and many of those so-called people of God or leaders? They're dealing with these same things. They're dealing with legal injustice, religious hypocrisy, boastful complacency, and luxurious indulgence. It is happening now. It happens back then, and it is happening right now. As we listen to this, my God, we could listen and search history. Our spirits will identify and bear witness that these things that Amos was saying is true, and God is going to allow it to happen if the nations do repent and turn to God. This is a faithless and adulterous generation that we're living in. And there is no exemption for anyone that intentionally and habitually continue to live the way they choose. God said judgment first began at the house of God, bless his name. And you find that in 1 Peter chapter 4, 17 through 19. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first began at us, what shall be the end? What shall be the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, glory to God come tonight, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let not them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls unto him in well doing as unto a faithful creator. And so if Peter is saying here that you're going to suffer according to the will of God. In this last hour, if you look, people are suffering because of the will of God by going out there and preaching his word. They're suffering imprisonment and persecution because of the word of God, because of them doing the will of God. He said, but take heart tonight. This must happen. Warnings about swarms of destructive locusts and devouring flies, as we heard Amos speak early in the chapter, is an inescapable sword that God was sending across the land. And complete devastation saturated the majority of Amos' writing. Hallelujah. He had to give the people what God is giving him. And sometimes people don't care to hear too much of the judgmental part of God. But truth be told, it must be preached because people need to know that God is not always our blessing, blessing, blessing. And that God is a God of judgment and wrath if we do not line up. If we continue to rebel like Israel did, bless his name, until Amos disclosed the shocking outcome of their national disobedience and apostasy. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will send a famine on the land. He began to make this declaration. He said, not a famine for bread, food, or thirst for water, but rather for hearing the word of God. Oh, glory to God. As we look around, people of God, in this last hour of what is happening, there is a national disobedience and rebellion and apostasy that is taking effect in the world. And the word apostasy means the abandonment of religion and political belief. The execution of their leaders for apostasy. You see, leaders are being executed. You see all of these things that are happening. There's worldwide criticism. The apostasy deals with all of this. They're criticizing your faith. They're criticizing your belief. And so we got to understand. God is saying tonight, take my word. Listen to God. Sleep with it, my God. Meditate in their day and night. So we see that people are being killed, imprisoned, tortured, persecuted for their religious beliefs. God says, time, oh God, the faith, the devotion, the Mahaya, the faith and the word of God is being like God, causing their lives in this hour. Do we see how sin and ungodliness is being promoted? Glory be to God, sickness, bless his name. Hallelujah. God, even in Boston, on Friday, they had the biggest, my God, Jesus, the biggest sickness across this power, the millions of people on Friday that was praising Satan. Hallelujah, God. And that they just turned and lifted up the devil. Glory be to God on tonight. And so we need to know tonight, this is the time to get in the word. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 3, 12 to 13, take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Bless his name. But exhort one another daily. He said, exhort one another daily while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Bless his name on tonight. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, glory to God, 1 to 12, Paul informed the Thessalonica Christians, bless his name, that great apostasy must occur before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, when the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, which means as a man of destruction. God already informed us ahead of time that there will be a great apostasy, a great falling away coming in this world. Apostasy, from the Greek word apostasia, means a defiance of an established system or authority. anxiety, a rebellion, an abandonment of breach of faith. In the first century world, apostasy was a technical, blesses him tonight, term for political revolt or direction or defection. Just like in the first century, spiritual apostasy threatened the body of Christ like it's doing today. Don't we see that there is a great falling away from righteousness and holiness, from the word of God and from the standard of God in this last hour? Bless his name tonight. Glory to God. As rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he had also rejected thee from being king. And he was talking to Saul, bless his name, when he rejects Saul because Saul disobeyed God. The word of God is straightforward to my people of God. God is saying the rebellion in the land has released the spirit of witchcraft all over the entire world. Bless the name of the Lord. That's what God spoke to me. Hallelujah. The word of God is being rejected in every nation like we've never seen it before. It is a time for the church, the body of Christ, God's people who are called by his name to wake up. Hallelujah. This is not the time to be lukewarm. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is a time to be on fire for God. This is a time to be sold out like never before for multiplied centuries. The prophetic call to Israel was to return to the Lord. God is saying it's time to turn to God. He's saying it's time for the backsliders to come back home. He's saying the gold are lukewarm. It's time for you to be hot, because this little lukewarm is going to spew you out. Generations after generation, Israel consistently and continuously rejected God's repeat calls for repentance. And my God, on this line, and anywhere you go, and you know that you're not saved, or you're not sold out, or not even halfway saved, and you hear the cry for repentance, is a reason my God is saying it's time to repent. You don't know what he's just asking of you. God is just trying to save you. He may be in the last call to hear repentance. And so this is what Amos is doing. They took a better advantage against the word of God. It calls for both individuals, and God is saying there's a national repentance that is going on into this world and hardening their heart against the word of God. And so a famine is coming, and they would want to let God hear it, and it's going to be too late. But their collective disobedience finally resulted in the rejection and crucifixion of the promised Messiah. And so only until Jesus came, they were rebellious, hallelujah, they were rebellious and disobedient until they crucified Jesus Christ. Glory be to God tonight. Hallelujah. They continue to disobey God's word, just like it's happening today. It is even worse now than it was back then. There was a specific pattern repeated with each announcement. Glory to God tonight. Oh, Lord God, help me tonight. With each announcement of the judgment, oh, God, that God was sending in the earth. And so, as we read it, God, as Amos was talking about the three transgressions and the four, begins each oracle, prophecy, or advice. That's what it's all about. The phrase three transgressions indicate that God had enough of the people's sin. God had enough of the sin that is in the nation. He has enough of the sin that is in the churches and in the lives of his people. The transgressions often refer to a rebellion or deliberate revolt against God, my God, and his word. But the four represents the fact that their sin is overflowing and intolerable in the eyes and in the ears of God. They keep sinning over and over again until they have reached their limit. And God's judgment upon them now is sudden. And what God is saying, coming up before him, is intolerable. It's overflowing over and over again. You know, I talk to some people, and they say, we ain't perfect, and we can sin and God understand. And even though I have a personal walk with him and a personal relationship, and he understands, let me tell you something. The Bible says, if you sin, then the love of God is not in you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, it's time to put the love of the world in the things of the world. Because if you love the world in the things that they don't have the world, then he said, my love is not in you. Which means that we can sin and love with God so much. We can not be perfect. But if you look at the word perfect, it means eternity. It means to grow up, not that you do not make mistakes. That is not that you might not mess up. But God is saying it's time to do better. It's time for us, my God, to walk upright. As you're going to return for us to get it together. If we do take a look at the nations, bless his name, hallelujah. If we do take a look at the nations, hallelujah, and the world at large, hallelujah, the transgressions and rebellion and deliberate revolt against God and his word, against his people and our religious belief, is running over and smelling stink in the nose of God. And so what we see happening right now in the earth and in the nations, the devastation and destruction, the death and diseases, the iniquity that is happening, the sin that is now spreading like wildfire, has released the judgment of God in the earth. When people continue to reject God and his word, they will find themselves in a dark place with no one to rescue them. Hallelujah, God. Romans chapter 1, 18 to 32 talks about, it says, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness, because that when they may be known, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God had showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world were clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. The Bible says none of us are without any excuse to continue to rebel and disobey God, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, meaning they're thankful. There are so much thankful and gratefulness happening against God and his word in this hour, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Verse 23 said, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible men, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature before, or the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women, they changed the natural use, that which is against nature. And likewise the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust of their flesh to one another. Talking about homosexuality, talking about lesbianism. Men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, and implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And so when a man or woman repeatedly refuses to acknowledge God's word and disobey the truth, the Bible said their proud heart has been darkened. They became hardened against the word of God. People are hardened against the word of God. They are hardened against the truth in this last hour. And so God is saying, a famine is coming when they want to hear my word, but there will be no words given them. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, it says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Bless the name of the living God. Anytime the word of God comes to you or to us to repent and turn to God, to put away the evil doing of our ways and to keep and to start rebelling, there is a time that God is going to be too late, and God will literally leave us alone, or leave anyone alone who commit their own faith. Glory to God.
God, to repent, but have hardened their heart, thinking that they will have time to do it when they are ready. The Bible says, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. His voice is his word. When you hear the word of God, which is his voice, he said, don't harden your heart. He is releasing his word through this world and in every nation to come to him before it's too late. Repent while you have a chance. Repent while you have breath in your blood, in your body, and blood flowing through your veins. Oh, glory to God on tonight. We all know the story of Moses and the children of Israel, how they were rebellious and disobedient, and they provoked Moses to do things that he should not have done. They caused him not to enter the promised land. So many of them that came out of Egypt also did not enter the promised land because of provocation that was among them in this last hour. God is showing us that this is a time of the greatest obedience that we have ever seen. And people are operating in the spirit of provocation. Bless his name, anger, and disobedience and rebellion against him and his word. The same is true, my God, tonight. People of God, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, glory to God, in this era and time that we're living in, people and every nation are so desensitized to the word of God. My God, they're so desensitized to the name of Jesus. There is such great rebellion and apostasy against God and his word that God is a restriction and laws against the word of God being declared in the open. And is being restricted from being in the schools, and now shooting and all kinds of things are happening in the school. It is being restricted from out of the courtroom and the nation at large. If we are paying attention, we can see the famine that God is going to send upon the land is now being a full effect in the Bible. When you see them rejecting the word of God and doing all these things against his word, we can see that the famine is already started with the word of God. And God told us in 2 Timothy chapter 2, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth with shun, filthy, and vain babblings, that they will increase unto more ungodliness. And the God himself is telling you, study like never before. Bless his name. Hallelujah. We must study the word of God to show ourselves approved. One day you will not be able to have action. I'm telling you, bless his name for the word, the natural Bible. Right now, studying the word of God must be our top priority above everything else that we plan to do in our lives. The Bible says heaven and earth is passing away, but the word of God will last forever. My God, all the things that we are trying to accomplish in this life, my God, to have a nice life. Well, my God, we want to live comfortably until we go and so we're seeing we're working so hard, some working overtime, but God is saying to God, my God, the work that you're trying to accomplish and the things that you're trying to accomplish, if you neglect the word and not being the word as much as we should be, there's a time coming when you will not have that opportunity. So this is a time to ask God to give you a desire that is burning within to read and study his word to get in. Hallelujah, get it in your spirit like never before. He told us to meditate in his word day and night, and we shall be nothing by the rivers of water. And that's in Psalms chapter 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the word of the Lord, and in his word do we meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water, the rivers of waters that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. God is telling us in this last hour that there is a work, that there is every time we need to focus on his word. It is right now to take advantage of the freedom that we have to read, study, and preach his word without interference or interruption. Oh, God, we God tonight. We can see from the Christian world and some parts of the Western world, the Bible and prayer is now being banned as I told Moshandabahaya. God is telling us to meditate. God is saying, my God, do it day and night. Hallelujah, God of Moshandabahaya. He said, if you do this, my God, you will not be moved when the test comes. You will not be moved when they tell you you got to go to prison. You will not be have the fear of if they try to do you something because the word of God is being on the inside of you. Listen, they are the living God. Thank you, Lord. God wants us to be just like this of water. I want to make you fruitful. I want to bless you through my word. As you study and read it like never before, this is what's happening to the woman who met Jesus at the well. She asked him to give her that living water. Jesus made a deposit of the word into her mind. He deposited the word into her spirit. This woman at the well, my God, God had the all my son in my fire. Oh, God, Christ, your church. That she lacked in the name of Jesus, and she was never the same again. What God is saying, my God, God is showing us the way. There's a word here in this chapter that is very important all the time. In this word, but we need to find ourselves. We can find ourselves so busy with the cares of this life and the doing things that pleases us, and don't spend as much time in the word of God as we desire us to do it. We can never know God outside Word, because he is the word. Jesus is the word. If we say we love Jesus, how do we deny? That means we love the word of God. The question of who knew the word of God. Hallelujah. Are we spending the quality of time in the word of God, getting to understand and know who God really is? He said, meditate day and night. And he says, he desires us to spend more time. This is crucial time that we're living in, my God, and lack of is deadly for the physical body. We know that we cannot do it as food. We cannot do it as water. But lacking the spiritual food that nourishes the soul is truly it's dangerous when our spiritual soul is being neglected because we are not feeding it enough. We make sure we eat and drink 3 times a day or more and have snacks in between. But God said, lacking the spiritual food that nourishes your soul, it can be truly calamitous. It can be deadly for us. Food for the soul comes from hearing the word of God and studying the word of God, meditating in the word of God, and because of my God of Shunda, and because of Israel unrepentant idolatry and gross apostasy, Israel was to experience a famine for the word of God, a famine that lasted even unto this day. There is a famine that God in the name of Jesus. This sermon has not just started, people of God. This sermon has not just started. This was happening for centuries now. This is the hour when they would call for help, when disaster fell. But he was not here. That's what God is saying. Glory to God. This is the hour when people were going to want a word, but he said, I'm not going to hear you. They would search for the truth, but they would not find it. For their ears had become blocked to his voice. Their eyes had become blind to his guidance. And their hearts had become frozen against the God of their salvation. If this was the final verse in the prophetic writings of Amos, glory to God. Hallelujah. It would indeed be a terrible thing. But God is gracious. God is everlasting. He is sending mercy out to those who return to him in true salvation. Glory to God tonight. What is a lesson? What is a lesson, the Christians, we should learn about Shemanda in this verse? It says, behold, the day is coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine, not a famine for bread or thirst of water, but rather a famine for hearing the word of the Lord. This indicates that a similar famine is scheduled for the church in these last days. Glory to God tonight. When men will be lovers of themselves and seek out preachers to teach them what they need to hear rather than what they need to know. That's what they're doing right now. They want to know what they want to hear. What they want to hear, but not what they really need to know. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but rather after their own lust, when they hear teachers and hear itching ears. And that's exactly what is taking place right now. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to hear compromising, sugarcoating message. Hallelujah, God. I pray that they may seek to be a part of the remnant church that holds fast to the truth of God's word that God is looking for, that we may remain part of that living of this last remnant that, my God, that would read like never before, my God, that would learn like never before, that would get our spirits, man, God, my God, line up like never before in the name of Jesus, that we would stay in the scriptures and let our God on a daily basis. Their daily basis, hallelujah, as much as we can. We're not sharing the strong spirit of deception that is operating in the spirit of delusion to deceive the world. So we really need to pray, oh God, for discernment like never before, and be committed to studying and reading, committed to meditate. My God, in the name of Jesus, amen, say the days are coming, and the days are now to the people of God. What is the back quote of Hosea? Then you look at it in English, with risen the things of nature. He says, behold, the days come, said the Lord, that I will set a famine, and there shall wonderful seasons see how you define this world. Nature itself is now being shaken. If you look at nature, itself has been shaken by the wrath of God. Israel has festivals going on, just as what they're having today. My God, they're celebrating. This is what they're celebrating today. Celebration turned into funerals. Don't you see the celebration turning into funerals from the mass shooting and all that is going on? And the nation is staggering. Our God is, oh God, my God is set clear. And then I send it to a host. That's what they did back then. When they went through things like that, Israel put on sackcloth and ashes and began to cry before the Lord, began to lament before the Lord with bitter crying for the people of this hour. Are we turning to God? Are we crying out to the Lord? Hallelujah, for God to do something on the land and in the nation. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah tonight. In verse 12, then all wonders from sea to sea, from the Mediterranean Sea to the the Dead Sea, or from the west to the east, from the north to the south, to seek the word of the Lord. But they shall not find it. They will run to find a prophet or a person authorized by God to show them the end of the calamities. But God said it's going to be too late. In this state, they shall continue because they have rejected him who is the bread of life. And so God is saying that exactly what's going to happen in this last hour. God says that he will soon send a peculiar famine, not a typical famine of food or water. But we got to understand it's far more destructive and severe than the famine that you need, that you're looking after when it comes to food and water. My God, this famine for spiritual things and for the word of God is going to be more severe than they can even think about. It strikes at the heart of his people, causing the very fabric of society to unravel. And the God is saying, Moses, that it does not say that it will be a famine of the word of God, but a famine of hearing. God, a famine of hearing. That word will never be done away with. But he says, there's a famine of hearing the word of prophetic word that pleases him. He's given what is pleasing to him. Hallelujah. Not what we want to hear. Not what we feel like hearing. But in this end, God is asking us to seek him more. Seek more of the anointed word to grow into him more. God is saying, submit to the leading of the Spirit and take heed to his written word like never before. We may study to show ourselves approved unto God as we, as I'm getting ready to close this message on tonight, as we meditate and memorize the word of life. He says his word is spirit and his word is life. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. His word is a discerner of the spirit. In Hebrews 4:12, it says that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of your soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. But our hearts are this is saturated tonight in truth and life. Brother the God, this last generation is undergoing destruction. May we be used by God to proclaim truth to this generation. Brother the God that is being deceived by Satan and blinded to the truth. May we become light to a world that is groping in darkness and operating in complete darkness. May we go forth and tell the glorious gospel of grace. It's time to go and be a witness. It's time for evangelism. The girls that are dead in trespasses and sin. It's time to reach out and bring them before. And hallelujah, as the people in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And it is Father, take heed to the warnings that we need to and the things that we see happening in a world that is saturated in sin. Help us, oh God, to keep our hearts set toward your word and willing to receive your correction. Help us, oh God, to keep the focus of our eyes on Jesus, who is the word of God, and our ear to your word of truth. For your word is life. Your word is life. Your word is health. And your word is wholeness. Thank you that you did not give up on Israel, and you will not give up on us. And thank you, Lord, that you will never give up on me and give up on your people tonight. And I say amen tonight. Hallelujah in tonight. I said, tell me the word on tonight. Hallelujah, that noble shadow of hell, that God is doing something in the midst of the body of Christ. I believe tonight, hallelujah, God will release a hunger and a thirst for his word after hearing this word and knowing that God is getting my God ready to do some things in the earth. And he's saying unto us tonight, as his people read, and never before, meditate like never before, because there is a famine coming, and it's going to be too late. They're going to wander all over the place. What is our word and the prophet and God is saying? We need more of the word. May God bless you tonight. May God keep you tonight. May his face shine upon you. And may God give you peace in Jesus' mighty name, and I seal it by saying amen in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen to the word on tonight. Amen on the word tonight. People of God, we pray that you give an earnest heed to what has been said on tonight. Glory to God, a famine in the land. And people of God, even as the woman of God declared, now is the time for us to get the word in our heart and in our mind and in our spirit, because there are treacherous times that are coming upon us, people of God, and we don't want to be caught off guard. And while we still have time, while we still have an opportunity, people of God, let us give heed. Not only give heed, but let us do. Not only be hearers of the word, but doers of the word on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Even as the word of God has declared unto us, people of God, times are coming. Yes, they are coming. It reminds me, glory to God, of before the pandemic came. And we were going about life, and all of a sudden, here it was, this pandemic that caused the whole world to shut down, caused the whole world to be immobilized, amen? And people of God, we don't want that to be, amen? We don't want that to be. The woman of God has declared, amen, we got to get this Bible, we got to get this Bible in us so that we can be saved. And I just want to say this, amen, as the word was going forth, there is a famine, as the woman of God declared, there's a famine of the word. But I watched the book of Eli. I watched the book of Eli. And I don't know if you, the movie, it's the movie, the book of Eli. And in the book of Eli, people of God, it was, of course, amen, a great catastrophic event had taken place, and after it had taken place, people of God, there were not many Bibles, and there were Bibles that were being taken. They were being taken. There was a martial law that they would take all of the Bibles, and so there was this one man who, Eli, this one man, people of God, that the Lord had spoken to his spirit to take this word. He didn't know where he was going, but he was led by the Spirit of the Lord. And this the Lord led him all the way, amen, to this, I believe it was in California, where there were these underground priests that were trying to find
the Bible, because the Bible was so precious in that time, because, again, it had been taken away. And so here it is, Eli. He's on his course to go there and being led by the Spirit. And people of God, when he got there, he had gone through hell and high waters. Even the last Bible, he had the last Bible. And the enemy was after that Bible, because he realized that the Word of God that was in that Bible could save the world and reshape the world. And people of God, it came a point in the movie where it seems like the enemy had taken the Bible, and there was this big thunderous event, people of God, and we were like, oh, no, the enemy got the Bible. But at any rate, at the end of the movie, the Lord caused it not to be so. He had taken all of the words of the Bible off. The Bible was in the hands of the enemy, and there was this catastrophic event, and the words of the Bible taken off of the page. The Lord had taken them off of the page. And people of God, by the time Eli, which was saved by Denzel Washington, by the time he reached these priests that were underground, he was on his last leg, people of God. But he had studied that Bible. He had studied that Bible so much, people of God, until he knew it word for word. And they got him and they cleaned him up. He had been through hell and back. I'm telling you, I really encourage you to get it and go to that movie and look at it. But they got him and they got him all cleaned up. And after they got him all cleaned up, they set him in position, and the scribes began to quote the Bible. In the beginning, God. And you just saw them, and for days on end, motion of the picture, days on end, and people of God, he quoted that Bible all the way to the very end. He, listen, people of God, even as the woman of God said, there was a famine in the land, but to get this word in us, he became the walking Bible. He became the walking Bible to the next civilization or the next generation. But I thank God for this word on tonight. And like I said, I read the book of Eli, people of God, and I begin to look at that movie, and the thought came to me, if the world came to an end, or if it came to a point where, as the woman of God was saying, they were going to shut the Bibles down. They were going to shut them down. They were going to take them off of the phones. They were going to take them out of the houses. They were going to burn them up. And we know that this time is coming. How much word would be in you to be able to save somebody? Glory be to God. People of God, I'm telling you, that movie quickened me. It really quickened me to get in the Word, to go and get in the Word, because we could very well be. Listen, the Word that's within us is the Word that can save somebody. So let us be admonished tonight to get in the Word, to get in the Word, get in the Word. We may not be like Eli. Amen, in that movie, to have to carry the whole role, to carry the whole book to save a generation, but there has to be enough in us to save somebody. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for the word on tonight, people of God. Let us take heed to the word on tonight. Glory to God. We do apologize for the sound. Amen. The sound was just kind of in and out, but people of God, we admonish you to get the tape tonight, get the broadcast, and listen at it again, people of God, because it's a very serious word on tonight. If you would like to have a copy, people of God, you can certainly get a copy, and you can certainly text 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678 608-7234. Listen, people of God, get this word. Get this word. Listen to it. Amen. Get it. And people of God, not only get it, but let us be quickened by what we have heard. Amen. Let us be moved by what we have heard. Amen. And again, I would like to admonish you to get the book of Eli. Get the book of the movie, the book of Eli. Get it and read it, people of God, because there's a very serious message in it that goes right in line with everything that we've heard here. So much, amen, will come out of it, and it will quicken you and cause you, amen, to want to draw nigh, to make you want to pick up that Bible and get that word. Amen. Glory be to God. And prophetess, we give God thanks and praise for you on tonight. Amen. We thank God for, as always, your dedication to come and be with us. Amen. Here on the Prayer News Network Global, we thank God for your commitment and your dedication to come and be with us. And people of God, don't forget, she will be with us as well on Monday night. We want you to come. People of God, we want you to be with us. Amen. Be with us. Amen, Jesus, to hear what the Lord is saying in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and praise. And we, as always, we want to remind you of our upcoming anniversary celebration, which will be July the 8th. July the 8th. Amen. We pushed it back a couple of days. There was so much going on in April. We pushed it back a couple of days to give you time, to give us time. Amen. To get it together. Amen. All roads lead to Peachtree City, Georgia. Amen. People of God, we really would love to see you there. Come. Come and be with us. Come and meet and greet. Come, people of God. Amen. Prophet Virgil Postel will be our speaker. We're very, very excited about that. Amen. You've heard him so often, so much here on the Prayer News Network Global. And it's going to be nice to see him. Meet him face to face. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. People of God, text us. Let us know that you're coming. Let us know that you're coming. We need to know. Amen. We're trying to get a count as to how many people, amen, would plan to be there. We would love to see you in the place, people of God. We would love to see you. Amen. Glory to God. And prophetess, again, we give God thanks and praise for you. We bless God for you. Amen. And we pray a blessing over your life on tonight. Amen. Lord, that you would bless this woman of God. Bless her indeed. Father, we're asking that you would expand her territories. Expand her, oh God. Open doors of utterance unto her. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. Father, whatever hindrances there may be, amen, to keep this word from going forth in the earth, Father, we serve every tie right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we bless you on tonight for what you're doing in her life. We're blessing you on tonight, oh God, for the word that you placed in her belly, for the nations, for the people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for your servant on tonight. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking, glory to God, that you would breathe upon the ministry that you place within her. Breathe, oh God, in those gifts upon her, those gifts that are within her. Father, we're asking that you breathe upon her even now in the name of Jesus. Father, in thy precious name, Jesus, we shut every door that the enemy will have access unto her. Father, we shut it and we seal it with your precious blood. In thy name, Jesus, we pray. Father, on tonight, oh God, and we do, oh God, ask that you would cause your face to shine upon her, cause your face to shine upon your servant. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would bless her family now. Father, bless even now in that precious name, oh God. Do unto her, let your perfect and divine will be done in her life. And we thank you, oh God. We thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes from you. We give you thanks. We give you praise in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would cover her in your shed blood. Cover her oh God, and she shall be covered. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would be a ring of fire about her. In that precious name, oh God, we thank you, glory to God. Cause your glory to rest upon her head in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. We forbid backlash of the enemy. Oh God, today we declare as sons of God, there shall be no backlash. For even so, this word that has come forth out of this vessel, we declare, we decree there shall be no backlash as sons of God. We stand, glory to God, in agreement with your word on tonight, oh God, that no weapon that's formed against her shall prosper. We declare it, we decree it on tonight, oh God. We believe it in thy precious name, Jesus. We declare, we decree on tonight, oh God, that there shall be no retaliation, but we forbid retaliation on tonight. We declare and we decree on tonight, oh God, there shall be no reformation, oh God, but what you've done is done. It's servant, oh God, and we declare, we decree on tonight, oh God, that it cannot be resurrected in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for the perfect law of liberty. We're thanking you on tonight for guiding her very feet. Step on tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you for your darabosha. We're thanking you for your divine provision on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We bless you. We love you. We appreciate you on tonight. We appreciate the gift, oh God, that you've given to the body of Christ. And Father, we ask that you bless the cover, keep her and cover her in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. God bless you again. Prophetess, God bless you again on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We release the platform unto you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for glory be to God. Hallelujah. Final word and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We pray God for his word that is coming ahead of us. People, we're living in a time where there's so much distraction when it comes to reading the word of God. When it comes to studying, you'll find ourselves being distracted. You'll find the enemy putting things in our way so that we could not spend the quality time in the word of God that he desires us. Reading is good, but the Bible said to study. Studying is different from just reading or breathing through something. And so if God said there was a famine coming, and Evangelist Bradley just told us about this movie, and sometimes when you see a movie, they display what's about to happen. But the God spoke to me that there's a spiritual severe famine that is going to hit the face of the earth when you will run from sea to sea, north to south, east to west, and you will not find a preacher, a prophet, or a Bible. Hallelujah. Tonight, I'm telling you, don't take this lightly. I'm telling you, I was praying, and this hit me so hard, and I began to look into it, and God began to speak to me. He said, it is time to literally focus on the word of God more than you focus on the food you need to sustain your body. Some of us can't do without food. Some people like to eat and eat and eat. God said, eat my word. Because like Evangelist is saying, they're going to have armies coming out. It's coming up that they're going to invade your house to look for Bibles and anything that deals with the Lord Jesus Christ, and they're going to take it. Hallelujah. You better be able to know it. Write it down. A lot of us have Bible apps on our phone, but when the phone and the system shut down, you better know it without the Bible app in the phone. Some people don't have no Bible to take to church. They carry their phone. But God is speaking to us, and this is very serious tonight, that we need to study and read like never before. Like how you make time out for your job and time out to shop and time out to do whatever you do, God is saying make time out. Spend some time in the Word. Sometimes I start studying from the morning. I don't finish until maybe 6 o'clock in the evening. I won't move until I get what God gives to me. He's looking for commitment and dedication when it comes to his Word. Bless his name. So I would encourage every one of us and admonish each of us to take heed to what God is saying, because he's telling us it's going to happen. Don't take this lightly tonight. It's going to happen, as we can see all the signs against him, his word.
Everything is showing us that it is about to happen. Because Jesus' name alone is offended. It's offensive. You preaching the word of God is offensive. So they are going to take it away. And we will be handicapped. You will be like a cripple without the word of God. And so God tonight, I thank you for your word that has gone into the hearing of each and every one of us. That we might not take this moment lightly. We might not take this moment slightly, but we may take this and keep this in our heart. That we may, God, have such a determined hunger for you and your word like never before. Because knowing you is knowing your word. We cannot know you without knowing the word. Glory to God tonight. And so give us a desire. Like David said, as the deer panted for the water, his soul, hallelujah, longed after God. Give us that same desire to long after your word. Give us that same desire, oh God, to eat and drink and lay down and speak the word of God. Let us, oh God, our phones are distracting us. Let us, God, move away from the phone. Oh, my God, the television program is distracting us. Oh, God, put us away from it, oh, God. Whatever the distraction is in our lives that's keeping us from not studying and seeking your face through your word the way you desire, God, then we ask you to deliver us tonight and give us a desire that burns within to feed our spiritual life, our souls, in Jesus' name. Amen. Until we meet again, may the Holy Ghost keep you. May the blood of Jesus cover each and every one of us, our children, our workplaces, your business on the busy highway, cover you with the blood of Jesus from accidents and incidents, dangerous and unseen. Whatever the enemy meant for bad, God says, he's going to turn it around for good. And God will neutralize the powers of backlash and retaliation against his platform and your word tonight, in Jesus' name. Thank God for Evangelist Bradley and the PNN advisor. And a prayer of God. Bless God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. People of God, we will look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Again, bring somebody with you. Tell somebody about the PNN, and we'll see you on tomorrow night. Blessings.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye. Mm-hmm.